With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. When the coronavirus pandemic started, a variety of items flew off local store shelves. Meat, milk, toilet paper, and pulse crops. According to Columbia Grain CEO Jeff Van Pevenage, lentils, chickpeas, dry peas, and beans became incredibly popular at the onset of the pandemic, mainly due to their long shelf life and ease of use. And while many consumers may have only recently fallen in love with pulses, for many dryland growers, they've been a staple for years.
The nitrogen fixation that you get out of peas was the initial start to it, and it helps farmers clean up their weed problems and helps them clean up and create better soil for them. So they went to it for a more of a sustainable ag program on their farms.
Van Pevenage says he expects to see more growth and interest in pulses from growers across the country. And he also sees interest from the consumer end, especially in the farm-to-table or direct business model.
You've got some buyers that want to get some very specific varieties, and they want to have good growers and that will contract for multiple years out so that they have a strong supply chain of their product with known quality and known growers. So I see more opportunity in that standpoint.
I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.